Unit 12. Track 51.
So, you've had a look at the offices. What do you think?
Well, yeah, I really like the building. To be honest, it's absolutely perfect for our needs.
That's wonderful. So you'd like to take it?
Well, yes, ideally I would, but a key thing for us is how long we'd be tied into the lease.
Well, it's a 15-year lease. I think that was in the details I sent you.
Yes, it was, but I was hoping we could negotiate that down. Because if you look at it from our point of view, we're a young business, and we don't really know how things are going to go for the next few years. Who does? And let's face it, 15 years is a big commitment. So if your client could give a little on that...
I think what you have to appreciate is that our client's main concern is securing a rental for a reasonable length of time. You know, at the end of the day, it gives them some security. To tell you the truth, that's why the rent is so low. The 15-year period is a kind of compensation for that. So I'm not at all sure we're going to get anywhere there.
Oh, that's somewhat of a sticking point then, isn't it? Is there no way around that?
Not that I can think of offhand. What did you have in mind?
Well, maybe if we signed a 15-year lease, but with an exit clause after, say, 6 years, then we could pay some kind of penalty to get out of the contract.
Well, the normal penalty would be that you paid the remaining 9 years' rent. So I don't really think that would work.
Oh, I see. Well, that's a shame, because I really like it, and we need a place pretty urgently.
Look, we have other people interested in the premises, so someone will take it. If I were in your shoes and found the terms of the lease difficult, I think I'd just leave it. When all's said and done, it has to feel right to you.
But that's just the problem. It does feel right to us. Give me a moment. I'm just going to call my business partner and see what he thinks.
Okay, no problem.